This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. This is Denny Bakta. Sorry I missed you.
No, no worries. I can't download what you just sent to me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sending it on mobile device, so that's probably why.
So, can you just tell me what the terms are, what you borrowed from them? Because I cannot wrap my head around it. I don't understand how that payoff. So, what were the original terms of your agreement with Can?
I mean, are you asking me this professionally, or are you just, like, you know, giving me attitude now with regards to our deal?
No, I'm just asking you professionally.
To me, it sounds like there's a lot of resistance coming, Ruben.
No, not at all.
I don't want to keep throwing data at you guys if basically we just go around in circles.
No, absolutely not. It's not trying to be rude. I'm just professional. I just can't download it. It says you can't download this attachment.
Okay, so the original terms were... Bear with me here. I'm going to pull this up.
Yeah, if it came across that way, I don't mean it to come across that way at all.
Yeah,
I just can't download.
My thing is, we're trying to get something done here, and it just seems like we're just going back and forth. I expected something from you at between 10 and 11, like you committed.
My underwriting team asked me for this. Honestly, okay. It's up to them on the approval. I don't want to. I'm not a pushy person. I'm trying to get you the best approval possible.
Yeah, I mean, look. So on the Can deal, it was 181 was the payback.
Okay.
And they funded 150K.
Oh, okay. Okay, 150. Okay.
And so now we're on a weekly.
So hold on, real quick. So how long was that original term? I thought it was 2 years. Maybe that's my confusion.
No, the original term was 1 year.
Original term is 1 year. Okay, that's where I'm missing stuff. Okay, original term is 1 year. All right. It's 1 year. Okay. And that was modified, correct?
That was modified at the start of this year as we started entertaining different pieces of business. So we had an open-ended discussion with them that they would try to figure out a way to be able to support us kind of ongoing.
Okay.
It's just not something that they do above 200K.
Gotcha. So real quick, what were your payment terms? What was the daily payment on that?
It was $687.50. So it went from a daily pool of $687.50 to now a weekly pool of the same amount. So essentially the term is extended quite a bit from what it was originally. Because originally it was supposed to be 5 payments a week. Now we're down to 1 payment a week.
So how long will it take you to pay back the loan now? Oh, it's another... So is it just until you pay back 181, or have they increased
exactly.
The payback?
There's no increase in payback. In fact, on the 181, if we do an early payback, as you've seen in the payoff note I sent you, there's a 6% discount on that as well.
Okay.
Because now the gross balance is 144 and change. And there's a 6% discount, so it goes to the 130 somewhere.
Okay.
It's in that.
So my underwriters, and just, you know, I'm not here to come across in a rude way. I'm here to just earn your business. My underwriters aren't understanding it, so now this helps out. One question, and they're going to ask me this, so I don't want you to rub you the wrong way. I don't want to turn you off, but they're going to ask me.
Sure.
What they're going to ask me is, was the payment modified because you had any difficulty making payments or bouncing payments? Was it something that Can offer to you? How did that come about?
Yeah, actually, we reached out to Can because the original contract with them, it basically says if there's going to be a fluctuation in our receivables or payables, then it was our duty to reach out to them. We reached out to them, and their team basically said, hey, we want to keep your business until we work out something where we can fulfill and help you guys. And this is a solution that could help your cash flow versus siphoning it out every single day.
Okay. And also extending the term, essentially. Because you're going from, because you're really reducing the amount on the cash flow. Okay.
The reality is the number of payments themselves will stay the same. I mean, there's 264 payments at $687.50. And so that 264 stays there. The payback still remains $181,500. So that does not fluctuate at all in terms of total number. But we've paid it down now.
All right. So I think I know what happens. There's a program that NewLogic has where it's a special reduced pricing program. You work with a broker. I'm very familiar with the program. The payback is usually called a 1-2-1. Usually there was no origination fee on that. So basically, NewLogic, it sounds like, cut you a really good deal where they said, hey, look, we don't want to have there be any difficulty. We'll just give you the same amount of interest but a much longer term. So it's something that really benefits you to retain the business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, but there were no missed payments you had with Can. It's something
they
offered.
There was no missed payments in between, no.
Okay. Cool. I mean, I've never heard of that, but that's awesome that you got that from them. Okay.
Well, this is why, you know, we want to be able to work with them. If they do come up with a great product, I mean, we just kind of left it out there.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So let's see if I, that's, and I just couldn't download that attachment. Let's see what I have for you on your file. So I had what my credit officer, I asked him to review business financial services. I haven't heard back on that. On one program, and it, by the way, I understand people shop. I said, you know, give me some time, but I want to give you an idea of where you're at with us because I do not want to delay your funding. That's not in my wheelhouse. So let's see where you are. And I apologize. I just want to clear any air. And I'm not trying to be rude to you. I'm just can download a file.
We're basically down to the wire. So
okay, because if you need to go with someone else, please don't wait on us. So here's what I have for you so far. I'm going to read you the notes literally from me from several other lenders, several programs. One company we worked with, they do a soft pull on the credit. They wanted your website. I sent that over to the underwriter. One program, they declined it due to business and credit factors. That's okay. One other lender we worked with, they said that you have too few deposits, but they asked if you have any credit card processing statements. Do you have any credit card processing statements or no?
No, we don't.
Okay. Cool. So basically, I have two programs that I'm waiting to hear back on. One with the website, three. One with the account ending in 6850, I explained that. One with the website, and one for another internal program. The others, they're just not comfortable with the balance. So, I'm also waiting to hear back from BFS. If you have something on the table, don't take this the wrong way. I'm completely cool with you taking it. It's not like some people think if they take something else, they can't come back to this in the future. If you need funding right now and you've got an offer on the table, take it. What I will try to do is push for an answer for you today. That's why we were confused about the balance because we didn't understand it. But now you paid something back to CAN and they're just going to keep the payment for a week. They basically reduced your expenditures because they've given you, you're going from once a week to from once a day to once a week. So you're basically having about 20% as much payments. That's why it's stretched out so much. You know, and to give you an idea of what I can, if you were looking for something immediately, there is a program I have. I'm not really comfortable offering it to you because I know you're looking for the best offer. So on those standard second position offers, I mean, if you wanted like a quick 100 or 150, I could do it. But I don't know if something like 6 months is even appealing to you.
Well, here's the thing. So the CAN deal that we have in place right now, Ruben, it's a really good deal.
It's a really good deal.
It's a really good deal. So my thing is, I don't want to pay off the CAN deal with a more expensive deal. You see what I'm saying? We're not completely desperate. I mean, we've got private capital sources, all that stuff. I'd rather go to the institution, build a relationship with you guys, and then we can continue to work together down the road. So if we keep the, I would almost prefer to keep the CAN deal and put a second. You know, if that's even out there, it just depends on how.
There are those programs, but let me tell you what the terms look like. Because sometimes there's some real sticker shock. So you have a 1-2-1 over 6 months. I know what those standard terms look like. So I can give you, do you have a pen handy?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
They usually go from about $50,000 to $150,000, sometimes $200,000. Now, just so you know, those programs, you'll get a soft approval. You can have documents probably emailed to you by tomorrow morning. Underwriting is done on the back end. So it's a quick glance at your bank statements. And then once it actually goes into funding, I'll just be blunt with you on those programs.
Yeah.
2 out of 10 deals die in funding. Something is discovered. An underwriter gets uncomfortable. There's a million different reasons. I'd say about 80% of the time they go through. You know, what is background? What is the due diligence done? They do a background check on a consumer. So they'll see if you have any, like, criminal filings against you. I don't know if you do or don't.
No,
but they do that,
not.
Just, you know. Okay, you don't, so don't worry about that. They'll re-review the bank statements. They'll do a verification of tax return. They'll do a merchant interview. Basically, if they just uncover something hideous or additional loans, they'll cancel a deal. Now, on those terms, there's 3 different pricing parameters. I know them all. And these are on what I refer to as second positions that are kind of standard industry, not what Bank of Cardiff offers because we like to offer something better. But if you look at these loans, you're looking at usually a 6-month loan. And let me give you numbers. I'm just going to give you paybacks on like 100 to 150 so you can get a good idea of what you're doing. On 100 grand, the payback over 6 months would be between, on a standard second position, between 134 and 147. They are quite expensive loans, although they do serve their purpose. And that's over a 6-month term. They're done with a daily draft, 21 to 22 business days per month. The good thing about these loans is that they do not have, they do not force people to pay off their current positions. So they go into the idea that they're second or third position fundings. Those are some numbers. I think on the business of your size, the only issue that you'll see in the second position loan is this. You have a very, can you hear me okay? It's a little choppy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You're in an outlier right now. So 99% of the time when loans are modified, it's because a customer, the way an underwriter views it is, customer's having trouble making payments, lender makes the decision. We do modifications all the time, which basically means, do you basically work with this customer and retain the business, or does this person just default and you get nothing? So your situation is extremely unique because you reached out to the lender, your receivables went down, and they offered you something without missing payments, which is not just an outlier. It's a very, most companies do not start offering any type of modification until someone's missing payments. So the fact that Can does that, it's so unique is what I'm saying, and I hope you can understand what I'm saying. But that's the only negative. But if you are in a time crunch, I just did another loan like this for another gentleman, I can submit you for that file. I just like to be very upfront of the pricing. It's expensive, and I don't want to rub anyone the wrong way, especially a referral.
Right. Okay, well, you know, whatever you feel is best. I mean, if we could get some sort of get to a decision this afternoon, that would be awesome.
I think so.
So that we can get to our customers, you know, tomorrow and let them know if, one way or another, if we're going to move forward with them.
Because you have do you have an order kind of on the books right now that you have to make?
We've got a proposal, and we're one of the first three agencies that got it for upcoming convention. And before probably Monday or Tuesday, it's going to go out to another dozen agencies. So we want to be able to capture it if we can.
Okay, so here's where I'm at. Like I said, I don't want to shotgun your credit all over town. I don't want to have you have 25 inquiries. Most of our inquiries are soft. You'll receive letters in the mail, but they're soft. You have not. Your credit was a soft inquiry on our internal program. Another external program was a soft inquiry. And, three. So we had three programs where there's no hard credit check. So it's not showing up as a bureau pull. There is one inquiry from one partner, one from another. Like I said, three, and that's all I want to do.
Okay.
Are you okay with me having your credit run once more for one of these second position loans? They will run your credit. Go ahead.
Okay, now that's going, that you basically, is it getting shut outside of Bank Cardiff?
It's a partnership of ours, correct. So it's a lender that we participate in transactions, but it's a partner, but there'll be an additional call. So it won't say Bank of Cardiff, correct.
Okay.
Your credit's been pulled three times, and that's why I do not want to like force anyone's hand and say, I don't want people coming back at me and screaming at me and saying, hey, you ran my credit 25 times. It's not what I do.
We're still waiting on your underwriters, right?
See what correct. They come back with. Correct.
Okay. But let's just wait for them to see what they come back with.
Okay.
If anything, you know, let me ask you this question: are you in house? Are you guys working on both a first position and potentially a second position, or just a second position?
We're working on we're working both in house and out of house. Just assumes that we send it to someone, they don't work it. We're actively involved in all transactions. We pre-underwrite them on our side as well, so it's not the standard what you're used to. It's quite different. It's more of syndication than anything. But I've got an underwriter that literally I can tap him on the shoulders that's working on your file, and I also have an underwriter externally who's actually working on your file for two separate programs. And yes, they are first and second position. However, just so you know, you're in a time crunch, so I think more information than less is better.
Yeah.
If I submit your file today for one to two of these other second position loans, it has no effect on your credit. So let me walk you through it. Let's say I submit your file to two lenders that do a lot of these second and third position lender loans that we do. They'll pull your credit, but assuming they move forward, let's just say I come back to you and I say, hey, look, we're going to be able to do a complete refinance, or we're going to be able to do a second or third position. The fact that your credit is pulled has no bearing on that transaction, so you don't risk anything. The only negative is you have a credit inquiry. However, what is the turnaround? If I go to these two programs tomorrow, will they furnish you answers tomorrow? Maybe, maybe not. Usually it's about 24 to 48 hours for them because I don't control that. So if you're in a time crunch, there are companies that we do millions of dollars of business with. I'd actually want you okay to run your credit there so we can get the ball rolling.
Sure. Yeah, let's go ahead and proceed with the Rubin, and then if we get something going today, that'd be great.
Do me a favor. Get me some documentation that shows the CAN modification. Did they provide you with anything?
No, basically all that was a telephone conversation, and it was modified over. Now, what I sent you was the original Schedule A.
Okay, that's the thing I can't download.
Yeah, so I resent it again.
Okay, let me take a look. Give me a second. Oh, hold on, I got another. Oh, perfect. Okay, so they just changed the payments. They didn't. They said, "Hey, look, we're modifying this." Okay.
Yeah. So the withdrawal still stays the same, $6.87. It's just happening once a week versus 5 days.
Okay. Okay.
The total payback remains the same at that $181,500 at the bottom left there.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're just, don't take it the wrong way. You're an outlier, which is a good thing in this scenario. Let me walk over. I'm working through lunch. Let me walk over to my underwriter, tap his shoulder, and get right back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ruben.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.